RNZ National. Life, the universe and beyond. We may soon know more about our cosmic history when the Webb Space Telescope's launched. The telescope's taken 30 years and $10 billion US dollars to develop and is being seen as one of the grand scientific endeavours of the 21st century. The Webb's going to orbit the Sun, seeking out the light coming from the very first stars to shine in the universe. Believed by scientists to have first flickered into life a little over 13.5 billion years ago, which is 100 to 200 million years after the Big Bang. Matthew Greenhouse is an astrophysicist at NASA, and he's served on the James Webb Space Telescope senior staff since 1997, and he joins us now. Hi, Matt.
How are you?
Well, how are you? More to the point, this is one heck of a project, isn't it?
It is a heck of a project, and we're just about getting ready to launch this in about 2 weeks. And so it's a very exciting time.
As an astrophysicist, Matt, you specialize in infrared. So how many people are on the team?
Oh, my goodness. The JWST is quite a large project. Probably 10,000 people around the world have worked on it.
I'm absolutely gobsmacked. 10,000.
I would think so. It's a very large project. It's actually the largest science project that the U.S. government has ever done.
Gee, well, this telescope, it's a giant leap forward from the Hubble. What more can it do than Hubble?
Oh, it's designed to do a great deal more than Hubble. The Webb is designed to see the evolution of the universe from the birth of the first stars and galaxies to form after the Big Bang to the present day. And we've designed it to have the capability to look back in time more than 13 billion years to accomplish this. And we've had to put special capability into the Webb telescope that the Hubble telescope does not have. The Webb is an infrared telescope, whereas the Hubble operates primarily in the ultraviolet invisible part of the spectrum. The Webb is much bigger than a Hubble, so it can see much fainter objects than Hubble can see. And these are important characteristics that allow the Webb to carry out its mission.
So you said we're going to be able to look back 13 billion years, and it's the infrared abilities that will enable that?
Yes. The first stars and galaxies emit their light in the ultraviolet part of the spectrum. But as that light travels to us through the expanding space of the universe, the wavelength of the light is stretched from very short wavelength ultraviolet light to longer wavelength infrared light. So to see it today, one needs to have an infrared telescope, a telescope that can observe in the infrared part of the spectrum.
I've seen a picture of the mirror, and it's incredible. It's 6.5 meters across, and it's covered in gold.
It is covered in gold. The mirror is made of a metal called beryllium, and it is coated with gold because the gold coating is the highest reflectivity coating for the infrared part of the spectrum where we're working.
And the whole telescope, it's quite big. Well, it's not that big in terms of cosmic terms, but it has to be folded up into a rocket in order to be launched.
Indeed. When we first put pencil to paper on what type of telescope we had to build to do the science that we want to do with the Webb, we initially realized that we had two big problems that almost stopped the project dead in its tracks. One was we determined that we needed five times the light gathering capacity of the Hubble Space Telescope. We needed that giant mirror. And when we determined, you know, just how big a mirror we needed, we realized it was bigger in diameter than the biggest rocket. And so that was problem number one. And problem number two was that to build a telescope that can work in the infrared part of the spectrum, the telescope has to be made very, very cold so that it will not be blinded by its own infrared emission. And the JWST has to be very, very cold, almost 50 degrees above absolute zero. And there's no mechanical refrigerator big enough then or now to cool something as large as the Webb to such a low temperature. The Webb is about 6.5 metric tons. So the way we solved the big mirror problem was we adopted something called a segmented mirror architecture, in which instead of building a single big mirror, we built 18 hexagonal segments that are mechanized to play together as if they were a single mirror, and that allows us to fold the mirror inside of the rocket. The way we solved the cooling problem was that we determined that we would not put the Webb in orbit about the Earth the way that Hubble is, but rather we're sending it to a special spot in space called the second Lagrange point of the Sun-Earth system. That's a mouthful. We just call it the L2 point for short. It's about 1.5 million kilometers away from the Earth in the anti-sun direction. And we will place JWST there, and it will orbit the sun at that distance. And in that configuration, all the sources of heat on the JWST are always in one direction. So we found that we could deploy a giant sun shield the size of a tennis court, such that the telescope will always live in the shadow of the sun shield and cool passively just by radiating its heat away to the cold darkness of space. And so those are two unique features of the JWST mission that trace to those two problems we had right in the beginning.
That is incredible. So it's going to travel 1.5 million kilometers from Earth, the rocket, then the rocket breaks open and the telescope comes out?
Yes, the rocket breaks open very early. The Webb will not orbit the Earth even once. It will be launched and go straight to the L2 point. The fairing, as we call it, the nose cone of the rocket opens up very shortly after launch, and the JWST will begin to unfold to carry out its deployments over the one-month period that it takes to fly to the L2 point.
And it's in French Guinea at the moment, ready to launch. And so where will you be on launch day? Where will you see it launch from?
I will be in Greenbelt, Maryland at Goddard Space Flight Center with a number of my colleagues.
Oh, what an exciting day. Well, good luck with the launch, and thanks for taking the time out, busy schedule obviously, to talk to us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.